I want to speak to Alex Kane, a commentator as well, who's been very much on the unionist side down the years, viewing things, but always with a neutral perspective. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Alex, do you think it's a penalty kick for Republicans?
I think outside Belfast, I think most of the seats, the DUP, Sinn Féin, I think it'll end up much the same as it is at the minute. I think that's the reality. But yes, and I think Alba might have said earlier, it's Belfast is interesting. I wouldn't be as pessimistic as him in terms of unionists doing really badly. I would be very surprised if they didn't hold the proposed new Belfast East. And I think there's also an outside chance of a unionist pact, if there was a unionist pact, that they would have a chance in North as well. So they could maybe, on a very good day, DUP get two out of the three Belfast seats.
And you don't see it as a cakewalk for the likes of Naomi Long in the East?
No. I think the interesting thing about the Alliance, when these recommendations were first talked about, we're going back a number of years now, because we knew this was in the offing, because these boundary changes have to happen under set rules to, you know, match constituencies with numbers across the United Kingdom. They had hoped that a new Belfast East-South seat, which would have, because they are strong, obviously strong in the East, but they've also doing pretty well in the South as well. So they'd hoped that a good solid East, along with some crucial chunks of South from their perspective, would have given them a chance of us winning the seat. That's not happening. This new Belfast East seat is not necessarily built in their favour. But also what's working against them, I would be very surprised if the UUP and DUP did not conclude an electoral pact. The Ulster Unionists will want to hold Fermanagh South Tyrone, and the DUP have no trouble with that at all. It's not a problem for them if that seat's held. But they will want to maximum. There's only three Belfast seats. They will want to maximise their chances. And I say, if they can agree, the DUP agree, they'll let Nigel Dodds run unchallenged and to let Gavin Robinson run unchallenged, then I think, on the basis of a unionist pact, both those seats. East Belfast is, I think, bankable. But I think North Belfast could also come into that mix. So I think that's what will happen. So Alliance will be disappointed. If there wasn't a pact, then yes, Alliance, outside chance, if you had a massive squabble in the Belfast East with, you know, the PUP, TUV, UKIP, UUP, DUP, the Conservatives, and yes, in that sort of melting pot, Alliance would have a chance. I don't see that happening, Frank. I really do believe that will. And I was talking last night to a couple of unionists, and they said to me that electoral pact talks would start.
No guarantee, of course, that this is going to come to pass. It'll all be scuppered by the Tories. But if it was signed off, we wouldn't have the name Londonderry on the electoral map. Would that annoy unionists?
Okay, it'll annoy unionists, and some unionists will interpret it as, oh, it's just another cunning ongoing ploy by Sinn Féin, you know, to get rid of anything that sounds unionist or British or anything like that.
But for people who aren't aware of what I'm talking about, East Londonderry, that would disappear. It's going to be encompassed into an area known as Glen Shane.
Yes, well, actually, there are proposed 17 seats proposed. As it stands at the minute, 8 of the seats will be what we have now. There'll be 9 new seats, in Mid-Ulster, East Antrim, East Londonderry, North Antrim, Upper Ban, West Tyrone, and the 3 Belfast seats will all have different names. So yes, there will be complaints from lots of people. East Londonderry, yes, there will be unionists will be a bit miffed about that. But there will be people miffed that, you know, Upper Ban's no longer, it'll be Upper Ban and Blackwater, that West Tyrone is gone as well. Because there's this thing about identity. People know their constituencies. They know where they are. They have that sense of community and who they've always voted for and who they're going to plan to vote for in the future. But no, I think the Londonderry, East Londonderry thing, I think a lot of unionists will still refer to it as Londonderry anyway, whatever the seat may technically be. And also some people would argue Dalriada, Ulster Scots connection there as well. I mean, Frank, forget, in one sense you can forget all this. That's the semantics over the names and maybe a bit of emotionalism. The unionist Sinn Féin, the only calculation they make at this stage is what their own seat. The DUP have 8 seats at the minute, Sinn Féin have 4. They'll be looking at 2020. Will they still have the same balance of seats? That's all that matters. And my reckoning is that on these figures, and there will be adjustments over the next few months, next year or so, on these figures, Sinn Féin and the DUP could be reasonably confident that they would come back with much the same. UUP could slip one, SDLP could slip one as well. But in essence, it's going to be much the same in 3 years' time as it is now.
Let me try one final thing on you. I want to presume that you didn't hear all of the show this morning. You might have heard bits and pieces.
I didn't hear all of it. I fess up, Frank.
That's absolutely okay. I don't expect anyone to spend...
I feel guilty having said that now, I've been on it, but yes, I didn't. I was otherwise occupied.
You're all right. You're okay, because I didn't want you to have heard a segment that lasted about 15 minutes about 45 minutes ago. And it had to do with our MPs. And I've been trying this with the people in the office as well, but we must have had about maybe 10 or 12 callers who took part in an unscientific survey, because Alban McGuinness had said basically that we identify with our MP and the constituency that we're in. Now, I'm quite sure, Alex Hayne, you know which constituency you're in. So which constituency are you in?
I'm in East Belfast.
Oh, OK, so you would know your MP.
Gavin Robinson, yes.
And I'll just try you at random. The MP for North Belfast is?
North, that would be Nigel.
OK, the MP for East Antrim is?
That is Sammy.
The MP for Lagan Valley is?
That's Geoffrey.
Mid Ulster.
Oh, it's Sinn Féin. I've forgotten his name. It's definitely Sinn Féin. I've just forgotten his name.
Come on, you can do it. Because you're also going to have to tell me Newry and Armagh.
Newry and Armagh. So that was... That's because it's Sinn Féin as well. Oh, my goodness. I've had blood taken out of me this morning, Frank. My brain isn't functioning as well as it normally would. It used to be Connor.
I'm going to give you two clues, OK? Mid-Ulster is FM, and it's not Frank
Mitchell. Frank Malloy.
And Newry and Armagh is MB.
Mickey Bradley?
Very close. It's Mickey Brady.
Mickey Brady,
the man with the curly hair, the man with the perm.
They're pumping blood out of me this morning. my brain isn't. I had to fast last night as well, so
I'm not firing
on all cylinders.
You'll be getting 9 out of 10, which is very good.
Oh, that's not bad.
If you can tell me who the MP for North Down is.
Oh, that's her ladyship, Lady Herman.
That's the only one we didn't get earlier on.
Who will actually hold their seat very comfortably in the next election as well. So,
Alex, you're a good sport. It's very cruel of me, but a 90% score rate is good in any man's business.
How did Alban do?
Funny enough, Alban triggered the discussion. I didn't quiz him. I started the quiz after he'd left. But if you'd like me to get him back on tomorrow morning...
Just get him back on, but 10 different questions, obviously, because I know Alban. He'll just rehearse it and get it all patterned just to get 100%.
Do you know, Alex, I think if it worked on the radio, we could have the politics quiz for the politicians.
Yes, actually, it's funny. I remember listening to a show in England years ago, and there's some politician rabbiting on about something, and the journalist just actually asked him three questions off the top of his head about the politician's constituency. He got them all wrong.
Well, you know, I have a production team here who are writing this down as an idea for the next meeting.
I'll invoice you for the idea, then.
As we speak. Alex, thanks, fella. Thank you.
Not a problem. Take care. Bye.
That is the very well-briefed political commentator, Alex Hayne.